Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. Yeah, a lot of things to cover here today. Here are three big things you need to know. Number one, gas on the rise. Gas on the rise, another 7 cents in a week. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Number two, biodiversity, not the silver bullet for the ecosystem restoration in Michigan, so says Michigan State University. And number three, Governor Whitmer pledging $100 million in state resources in an effort to land new fighter jets at Selfridge Air Force Base. Yeah. Governor Whitmer pledging about $100 million in improvements to the facilities and infrastructure at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in a bid to get the U.S. Department of Defense to station a new set of fighter jets at the Harrison Township Base. I hope she's not getting the jets thinking about me. Gee. That's a bit over the top. Anyhow, Whitmer's commitment of state tax dollars for the base was included in a January 12 letter to the U.S. Secretary of the Air Force, Frank Kendall III, requesting a new mission for Selfridge, according to a copy of the letter obtained by the Detroit News. I reiterate again that I am prepared to do all I can to ensure that the replacement of the A-10 with a future fighter mission at Selfridge is a cost-effective opportunity for the Air Force, wrote Whitmer. I repeat my commitment for funding upgrades, which would significantly reduce the cost of the Air Force by almost $100 million. I look forward to sharing more with you about the next steps in this commitment as we solidify our state budget in the next few weeks. The governor's office confirming yesterday that a $100 million pledge, which would be blessed by the legislature, is part of an ongoing effort to get President Joe Biden's administration to select Selfridge to be the home of a new squadron of fighter jets to replace the aging fleet of A-10 Warthogs. I like Warthogs, but they're being phased out. I think that's a bad plan. You know, a long time ago, when I lived in Ohio, I flew out of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base on a KC-135. A C-130 are the big transport planes you see. C-130 are the big transport. A KC-135 is a specialized transport. It's a flying gas tank. Flying gas tank. So it was a pretty cool deal in that I flew out of Wright-Patterson, which is, you know, south of Columbus, Ohio, and flew on this KC-135. I was a television news reporter at the time, and we flew somewhere to upstate New York, and there's this little, I don't know, this little pod-type thing you get down in where you can direct the fuel to the, because you're flying along, you drop down this tube, and it's got like an umbrella at the end of it so they can stabilize it. So the umbrella can kind of control where it goes. And then the planes appear, and they're almost like hummingbirds coming up behind the plane. And they were all A-10 Warthogs. That's where I was going. They were all A-10 Warthogs from an Air Force base, I think somewhere in New York. And so we flew from Ohio on a practice mission, refueled a whole cluster of Warthogs, and then returned to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. It was good fun. KC-135 flying gas tank is what they called it. It's the refueling plane that flies around. One of my experiences while working for NBC News was that. Greatly enjoyed it. Anyhow, I commend the governor. I think this is the right thing. Don't fall out of your chair. You know, I'll give credit where credit is due. And Governor Whitmer trying to attract a new group of fighter jets to Michigan is absolutely the right thing to do. As long as they're not targeting me. In her annual speech to the legislature scheduled for tomorrow, the first in-person address since February of 2020, the governor will urge the Biden administration to assign a new fighter mission to the base and secure Selfridge's future. That's what the governor's office told the Detroit News. Now, with her re-election in November and the fact that Governor Whitmer is considered to be a rising star in the Democrat Party, I think if I was going to handicap this, I'd say she has a, well, I'm not going to say number one, but she has a pretty good shot of landing this deal. Yeah, landing those fighter jets. Pretty good idea. Long-term F-35s. That's what it would be. Long-term presence of F-35 fighter jets. The Air Force has already signaled that Selfridge is a backup option for a planned international F-35 training center at Fort Smith Regional Airport, Arkansas. Final decisions expected in the spring. It's been a long retirement for the A-10. And the future of Macomb County and the military base kind of hang in the balance. Selfridge has been passed over several times as a potential base for new fighter jets like the F-35. The Michigan National Guard and their families make so many sacrifices to keep us safe that we have to have their backs, said Whitmer in a statement. That's why we're calling on the Biden administration to give Selfridge a new fighter mission and recapitalize the one they are taking away. Getting this done will secure good-paying jobs in Macomb County and ensure our military families can stay here. We all want to build on Michigan's defense industry leadership, and we must get this done. So she's pushing. She's doing the full-court press here. Doing the full-court press. So we'll see where this all goes. The A-10s are fully retired. And when the A-10s are fully retired from all bases, Selfridge would be abandoned, basically. So we'll see what happens here. Debbie Stabenow on her way out. Alyssa Slotkin going to run for Debbie Stabenow's seat. Bank on that. They're all lobbying now to get the F-35s here. Whether it's an F-35 or something else, it's just important for the Air Force to completely understand that all the capacity here, the retention rates, all of the assets that come from all parts of our national security force that are here. That's the pitch from Debbie Stabenow. And you watch, Alyssa Slotkin with her money stuffed pockets is also going to be trying to make that same sales pitch to keep them here. Meanwhile, gas prices on the rise for you and I. You know that. Gas prices, the current national average, $3.44. The average in Michigan is now $3.42 and rising, up 7 cents in a week. That's up 39 cents in a month. You know, it's funny how gas prices went down by Election Day and they're rising now again. Diesel prices up a little bit, a penny or two, not much. A month ago, diesel $4.69, it's 6 cents lower than that. Now, gasoline, however, is on the other end of that. Up 35 cents in a month. Up 39 cents, according to AAA. Depends on where you buy, I guess. Up 39 cents in Michigan, up 35 cents nationally. How about that? Which impacts everybody, right? Which impacts everybody. And speaking of cash, on Monday, officials with the Michigan Gaming Control Board said the state's commercial and tribal internet casino gaming and internet sports betting operators reported a $1.98 billion total gross receipts in 2022, a 41% increase. The breakdown for 22 looks like this. Internet casino gaming grossed $1.58 billion, and internet sports betting, $399.58 million. The total amount of money bet for 22 is $4.6 billion compared with $3.7 billion in 21. Apparently, people are willing to put more money on the table than they used to be. The tribal and commercial operators made $302 million in taxes and payments to the state during 22. That's pretty significant. Tribal operators reported making $32.83 million in payments to tribal governing bodies as well. So the casinos seem to be doing quite well. There you have it. All right, coming up on the program, Austin Gergens is going to join me with Michigan News Source, which is where that casino report came from, by the way. MichiganNewsSource.com, a reliable news source. Without their thumb on the scale, that's why I have them on here now. They seem to be a straight shooting news source, which I greatly appreciate. I'll take a break, be back with Austin Gergens from Michigan News Source after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for